Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Friends, like it or not, Oklahoma's growing, and I'm not just talking about cattle and crops. Officials say traffic on Oklahoma roads will increase by 50% in the next several decades. That's why the Turnpike Authority has developed the Access Oklahoma Plan. It's going to offer more options for getting around the state. Best of all, no cost to taxpayers. Only the folks who drive on turnpikes pay for them. Learn more at accessoklahoma.com.
And today's cattle futures market was under quite a bit of pressure. Started off the day lower and just continued to sell off throughout the day. But June live cattle were down $2.20 to settle at 134 even. That was $1.50 off the low. So pretty disappointing there. We did fill the gap from the gap up about four trading days ago. So maybe that is one of the positives here is that we filled that gap and no longer have that on the downside holding us back. We also left a gap above the market this morning on the open. So a gap lower. And that's true in live cattle and feeder cattle. August lives are at 133.87, down 232. The October's at 139.92, down 205. And then the feeder cattle were down 315 in August at 171.32. The September's 245 lower at 173.60. The first 2 months of those did gap lower, so there's a small, tiny, 5 to 15 cent gap from the open this morning from Friday's lows. So that gives us an upside target. And we also managed to stay above some of the moving averages on the downside here. So it's not completely falling apart here, as even though the market was down $2 to $3. But August 315 lower, 171.32. And then the lean hog steady to $1.20 higher. Felt like most of these markets were just following outside pressures.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain futures were really all over the place. The Kansas City wheat finished about unchanged across the board. July was down 3/4 at 1161 and 3/4. July of next year was up 2.5 at 1130. So the difference between July of this year and July of next year is about 30 cents. That's pretty tight. Now, I don't recall a time historically that the next crop year was nearly the same as the current crop year, especially at these levels. So it's interesting to see that. Chicago wheat was steady to about 12 higher, way out there in the 2023 contracts. They were quite a bit stronger. Now, beans were lower all day long, 30 to 38 lower is where we finished, with July down 38 at 1707, November down 34.5 at 1533 and 3/4. The corn down 4 in July at 769 and a quarter. December was up a penny at 721 and a half. Again, just like the cattle market, the grain seemed to be following some outside pressures. One way or the other, the stock market currently down about 650, and this is the lowest we've been on this entire upswing. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we have a Federal Reserve meeting, and on Wednesday, they're expected to announce a change in the interest rate policy for the Federal Reserve. Some people are expecting for anywhere from a half to a whole point increase. It'll be interesting to see Wednesday.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.